Jason, it must be nice to have this fucking fantasy baseball team. I'm just throwing it out there.
What are you talking about?
Your fucking pitcher who's out there throwing three hitters, you know? about to get a win. You have no clue about. You're just fucking out there just...
Who is it? Which one is it? Is he play for the Yankees?
Nope. Tigers.
Okay. Yeah, fucking Scoop, Tigers took two days off this weekend. He was supposed to have a double start and he got nicked, so I'm pretty pissed. I was actually going to sit him, but I decided not to.
I'm still going to sit him, but I'm just throwing just out principle. There. You got a good head start. You're going to be up like good 30-something points probably by the end of the day. I got excited when Chase was like, oh, Ronald Acuna, he got a stolen base.
He did.
That's all he got. That's all he fucking got. That's all he got.
He got a hit. He got a single.
A single and a stolen base.
And a stolen base.
He's got 2 points in this fucking
game. Yeah, a single and a stolen base.
Piece
of
shit. Fucking goddamn waste of first overall pick. What a fucking goddamn
waste. You should just trade him to me for like Nathan Eovaldi.
Sign me up, bro. Wherever you need. Hey, who you got?
Nathan Eovaldi.
No, I'm not trading
him. Find somebody else, man.
He's been good.
Yeah. Anyway,
it's a good dick.
It's a good teaser right into fantasy time. No, not fantasy time.
Yeah.
And he's in for the touchdown.
Hey guys, join me in the closet. It's 7 minutes in heaven.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to 7 Minutes in Heaven. This is where we're going to talk about sports for like 7 minutes, definitely a little bit longer. We call it 7 Minutes in Heaven because we used to talk about sports for 7 minutes because Jason used to rush us. And then we got so rushed. And then at one point we were like, fuck you. You're not rushing us anymore. We ended up just talking sports for like 30, 45 minutes. But we kept the name 7 Minutes in Heaven despite Jason's pressure. If this is your first time listening to the Cup to Cup podcast, we are a comedy podcast, but we are also men who like to talk about sports with dick and balls. This is where we did a separate episode called 7 Minutes in Heaven, and that's what you're on because some people don't like to listen
happening?
To sports.
That is what you're on.
If you don't like to listen to sports,
you're probably tuned into the wrong part of Cup to Cup.
So go back to episode number 249, which comes out on Thursday. So do that.
But you can listen to 248 right now. So,
well, I assume they already listened to that. All right, guys?
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, give me a thumbs up if you have. I thought you have. Yeah, I thought so.
You know what's funny you say that? Random thing. Spotify just sent us a copyright thing, and I had to remove. And I don't remember this. Episode, like, 32 was like, hey, you have a Celine Dion song in this. You got to remove that. And I was like,
it was just me singing, and they were like, we thought it was Celine Dion.
I have no fucking clue, bro. I just said, they were like, you can either remove it from it and then re-upload, or just we can just hide that episode from Spotify. I was like, I'm not going to fucking that episode. Like, we're hiding. It's episode 39. Like, okay.
Somewhere out there, someone's like, what happened to 39? That was my favorite fucking episode.
Yeah, or somebody's going to be on episode 38 and then it's going to skip to 40. They're going to be like, what the fuck?
They're going to be so confused because this is a continuous podcast.
Listen to it on a different app.
And folks, welcome to 249, and I'm sorry about that, but
just wait till
this is where we fucked up on.
Yeah.
I was going to say, just wait till they find the chip bracket where I'm playing a different copyrighted song while I'm eating chips on every episode.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that was it. I don't know.
That might have been it.
I can't remember what they said. It was somewhere in like the 30s or 40s, but yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. I think it actually was from This Is Where We Fucked Up because Kevin was singing My Heart Will Go On and he got the words wrong and then I corrected it the next week and I think we used the karaoke a version for my outro. That's probably what it was. Cheers to that, episode 39.
Thanks, Celine.
It's not the first time we fucked up. Let's be real.
This is true. And it won't be the last.
My heart will go on and on.
This episode
has been removed.
Yep. And we're done.
Lots of stuff to talk about with sports-wise, but one thing we did want to kind of talk about first off is something that we touched upon in our own group chat earlier today. this Yankees piece of shit manager, coach, who just fucking got ejected, rightfully so, in my opinion.
Obviously. Obviously.
So, Jose, do you want to touch on that? Do we have a clip for it or no?
I have no clip.
I can get you a clip.
No, I don't need a clip, folks.
I have one right here if you want it.
Oh, yeah? Are you going to share your screen and show this? Or is it the whole altercation prior to the getting kicked out part?
It's just the ejection. Well, both of them.
Oh.
Here, it's just...
Because I the context of it actually helped because I was like, what did he say prior to this to cause this to go freak out? Because they did have an altercation prior to that.
Yes, yes. So...
The word
essentially,
altercation in baseball.
Well, it wasn't an altercation. So here's the thing, right? It's notoriously, people who watch baseball know that one of the things about this game, right, is that there's this human element to it. And people who love baseball love that. People
we do.
Who, some people.
Don't you fucking change my game.
Some people that are newer to the game aren't crazy about it. And yeah. But the thing is that I like the human element of baseball. I hate that there's way too much power handed to one single person
way
on
too
that
much.
Field.
And his
way
name
too
is
much
Todd.
Power. And so what happens is that whenever there's a check swing, right, who typically would be the umpire that should call that? The first base
first
or the third
base
umpire.
Yeah. Depending
because
on his left or right and a hitter, right?
Right. Because the umpire should have his eyes on the strike zone. So he technically, if he's watching the strike zone, should not be able to answer the question whether or not he crossed or not.
I disagree with that. Because if it's obvious, we're not going to waste the time by calling down to the umpire.
If it's obvious. But if it's a close one, they really shouldn't be able to see it. Unless the dude's like right on the plate. So... Yeah. There was this check swing, like three pitches into the game, and the home
four pitches into the fucking game. By the way, we're already arguing check swings. I just want to throw it out there. Not a good way to start there, Mr. Manager.
Well,
I mean, was it a blatantly bad call?
It was close. It was close.
Yeah, but you want
to
get the fucking umpire fired up three pitches into a game? You
know? That shouldn't matter if you're a good umpire.
His thing was he wanted to know.
That's a good question.
He wanted to know, was it a swing or is it not a swing? Because I believe one umpire had called it something else. And so then after they figured that whole thing out, he was barking some things at the ump. And then the ump said, if you say anything again, I'm going to toss you. And then somebody says something, and it wasn't Booney. And
clearly Boone. Clearly Boone. Chewing his seeds.
If you allow me to share my screen for our YouTube.
He tried to play it off like he was just chewing and spitting seeds, but really.
I can give you a little.
All right, yeah, let's take a look at this.
And that hit Ruiz.
So,
he did not swing.
First place umpire
so
says he didn't swing.
A hit by pitch, and Astori Ruiz, who is the most dangerous base.
That call is supposed to be made by the first
Sierra
base.
Boone is confused. Did he swing?
Well, no,
did
Boone's
he
wondering
swing?
Why you didn't call down to the base, I think.
No, they did. He went safe.
So an interesting start to this one.
Let's take a look.
Take another look at
was it?
A, slider,
was it a swing?
And it clearly
from
gets
in my
right
opinion,
foot.
It looks like it's
a swing. The only question. A good look here. Did he swing?
Oh, hit him in the goddamn foot!
But he swung. That's a strike.
I don't think so.
Yep.
That's a terrible strike call. I just want to throw it out.
That is awful. Holy shit!
Listen.
I did what I'm supposed to do. A check. I'm looking for him to get hit by the pitch. Got anything else to say? You're gone.
Okay.
He did check.
Wait, kick that back real quick.
We're not gonna need
Can you kick it back a little bit? Because
we got a very clear that call. Umpire. John
God, that's terrible.
Dumb strike.
It's
umpire.
Yeah, it's
all right, let's hear what he says.
You're not yelling at me. I did what I'm supposed to do. A check. I'm looking for him to get hit by the pitch. You got anything else to say? You're gone.
Okay.
So he's right about he checked with the first base ump.
You know what?
He did.
We're not going to need a John Boy breakdown of that one. We got a very clear.
But he didn't say shit.
There you go.
And there he got tossed. Did not say anything.
Aaron's saying, hold on a second. I didn't say a word.
And he says, I don't care who said it.
Bullshit.
Hey,
I'm surprised that they let the cameras,
I love it.
Pick up as much
as
they
did. I fucking love it.
Because there they cut the mics off.
I didn't say a word.
Well, I mean, so what really happened?
This ump knew he fucked up when he said I didn't say a word and he didn't want to go double back. So what's the rule there, Jose or Kev? Like, can he withdraw that and say, no, that was a mistake on me? Or is it
no ump's ever done it, so who knows?
I don't think,
everything about these interactions. That's a terrible job by Hunter Wendell.
There's a clip of him saying, I don't care who said it.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
They're staying on Aaron Boone that gave us.
But I think in his mind, at least at first, he's saying one of your people said it. You're taking the blame for it. But it wasn't even one of his people. It was a fan in the stand. It's already ridiculous if his assistant coach said something and Boone gets tossed. But at least that's slightly more understandable.
Terrible job by Hunter Wendelstad, kicking Aaron Boone out when nothing was said.
So what happens after this?
So of
nothing
course,
to
like,
the ump.
And that's the thing,
what?
Right? And that's the challenge. That's
I mean, JC was
really frustrating.
JC kind of hit the head with the union. The umpires union really, really backs their own to an extreme measure, which is why Angel Hernandez still has a fucking job.
And here's the thing. That's why an ump like that can make such an egregious mistake and be caught. So, like, one of the things is that this is the Yankees broadcast, and they're at Yankee Stadium.
Or whatever the fuck
so
it is.
They happen to also have tons of mics around home plate because people get really, really into moments like this. This may not have been picked up at another stadium, but because it was on Yes Network, they caught all the and the exchange, including when the umpire then says, when he runs down, he says, "I wasn't me. It was this guy back here." And he says, "I don't care who said it.
That's
you're
egregious."
Gone. And that's the most egregious part of all.
That's
because he's basically saying, "I don't care if I fucked up or not. You're out of the game." But so, the worst part is after the game, they've asked him about it, and he's doubling down. Essentially.
Stop it! How?
There's no way.
What did he say? I haven't seen this part.
The quote is, he said, quote, "Aaron Boone is the manager of the New York Yankees and is responsible for everything that happened in that dugout. I don't want to eject a ball player. We need to keep them in the game. That's why fans pay to see. Aaron Boone runs the Yankees. He got ejected. Apparently what he said was that there was a fan right above the dugout. This isn't my first ejection." So he's basically saying, like, he's full of shit. "In the entirety of my career, I have never ejected a player or a manager for something a fan has said. I understand that's going to be part of the story or something like that, because that's what Aaron's portraying, but so on and so on." So, he's basically saying, like...
In his defense, do you think he saw the video before he got that interview?
No shot.
Because I don't think honestly, you're not that ignorant.
Is that something we pause the game and fucking go to video review for?
No.
Not for
a manager. It'd be different.
Sorry, go ahead, Chase.
I was just going to say it'd be different if that's fucking like Aaron Judge that just got kicked out of the game when he didn't say anything.
Well, you could just kick out Stanton. We won't miss that.
Yeah, no, that'd be fine.
But like a manager, like, yes, managers are important, but like in baseball, for the most part, it's just bullpen work, like pulling the right strings on the bullpen. So like managers are not nearly as important as if a player got kicked out.
Right. But still, I think that there needs to be a little bit more of checks and balances within the umpiring staff.
Well,
and
well,
like, I know.
What do you propose? You can't just say checks and balances.
Union has to fucking start punishing umps that fuck up.
I know that they will say, "Oh, if you could, if a manager had the power to ask the others to huddle up and discuss a call, then they would be doing it for every call and blah blah blah." That's what they would say.
They already
but
do.
I think in a situation like
amount.
This, yeah. they do. In a situation like this, you should be able to say you need to talk to your guys, especially the guy that's at first base, because he was closer to whoever fucking said that and can vouch that it was not
somebody's got to jump.
The guy at third was looking that direction anyway.
Another umpire would need to jump in at that point, you know, and if they were for sure, like, Harry, hold on a second. You know, let me tell you what I saw real quick. Step away, fucking Boone. Get the fuck out of here, you piece of shit. say exact words like that, and then definitely, you know, discuss it. Discuss it, and then fucking figure it out. But
the ump was right in the beginning. He did his job correctly in the beginning. He took the appeal down to the first base ump, who said he didn't swing, so he goes first base. So I get the home plate ump in the original part telling Boone, like, I know you're not fucking yelling at me. I did what I'm supposed to do.
Trying to protect the player.
Yeah. He did do what he was supposed to do. Now, if Boone has a problem, he should have been yelling at that first base umpire.
They pressed him some more over it, and then he was like, well, you know, Aaron took the hit, and he probably, you know, is not the one who made the comment. But once again, he is the manager of the Yankees, and he's responsible for the team.
He's not the manager of the fans.
Well, I mean,
I hope that doesn't fuck up the fan stuff, because that's the shit that you go to baseball is the like yell and scream.
Well, I mean, come to find out, like, Yankees lose 2-0. So that fucking fan, you goddamn piece of shit.
For sure, I would love to interview him. I would love.
What's
to
his
get
name?
His perspective.
Carl Mohanahan, I think is his name. Look him up on Google.
If you kind of see his face, someone else did a video of him when he gets thrown out. You kind of see him.
He's
go,
like,
ugh.
Oh.
He's like, well, what? I would have left. I literally would have like, nope.
You
I'm
have
leaving.
To
I'm
leave
get...
at that point. If you stay around and somebody finds out that that's what you're fucking dead. Like,
well,
literally,
another controversial
Yankee fans
play.
Are insane. They will kill you.
Another controversial play happened the other night.
They're literally gonna murder you. Murder is a possible literal. Scenario.
I don't know if y'all saw the ninth inning of the Colorado Rockies game the other night, but
I did with the walk-off home run.
A walk-off homer, but the fan reached over. He wasn't going to catch that, but I mean, it's because of fucking Bartman and the Cubs bitching about
it
for 25 million years.
This turned quick.
I mean, am I wrong?
Fan interference thing.
If the Bartman thing, if the Bartman thing didn't happen, would this have? Yeah,
I've obviously Yankee fan seems to forget.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. The little fucking kid. What's his name? Do you know his name? I don't fucking remember his name.
Jeremy.
But he was in the College World Series, wasn't he? Too the kid fucking.
Yeah. Piece and of I think shit. That was also Moises Alou. Was it not? No, it wasn't like that. That would
no.
That would have been crazy.
No, it was fucking Bernie Williams out there, wasn't it?
No. It was against the Orioles. It was for it helped Jeter get a home run to
man,
win.
Man, they got we got somebody. This is where we fucked up. We are fucking this shit up. I'm throwing it up there.
What we got next?
But yeah.
Anyways,
FSU
Jason,
update. This was supposed to lead
Jason,
to FSU.
Get off of baseball. We're talking
Jeffrey
too much.
Meyer. No, we go right back into baseball.
Folks,
right
remember
FSU
I talked
update.
To you about the beginning of the episode.
SEC, Florida State, your team, your heartbeat. We some dogs, man, no puppies.
Dude, we're like choking on some wine, some Merlot.
Just remind me, I added something at the bottom of not for FSU, but for college football I want to talk about too. So after we talk about FSU.
It was a tough weekend for the Noles. Tough week, I guess, because they lost.
Let me talk, because last time, let me just say something. Last episode of 7 Minutes of Heaven, Chase started talking about FSU. This motherfucker didn't stop for 10, 15 minutes, all right? So, hey, FSU, what are we playing in? We're playing in a goddamn construction zone, first off. What the fuck is that? How are we supposed to... Why are we playing on that field? That looks like shit. Like when we post it on the internet and we're playing with fucking goddamn cranes and shit in the background, not literally, but fucking craziness. Why don't
we
play?
Where do you want them to play?
Play in fucking Orlando. We've done it before.
For a spring game?
I mean, for the fucking...
I don't think we've ever done it for a spring game.
What we do? We did some in Orlando like that, right?
We did an opening game.
Yeah, just fucking go to Orlando. What is it? 2 hours, 3 hours down the road? Come on now.
It could be worse, or we could be doing it in a high school stadium like the Hurricanes do.
Well,
that's true.
They're not used to selling out anyway, so it's normal.
They don't know what a sellout is. They have 3-for-1. Buy one, get 3 tickets.
Do you
free.
Miss the old spring game? What, so this is just like it's just like a basic practice, is what Chris is saying. I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
I didn't get to watch it. You know, busiest day in City Furniture history. Sorry about it. can't fucking be there. You know, I can't manage 10 things once.
It was. I mean, I didn't watch the whole. I watched the highlights of it. So, but yeah, they put them in situations and stuff like that, right? Yeah. That's all it really is. Yeah.
To answer that, yes, I miss the old spring game. I trust Mike Norvell. He probably has a reason for why he does it. But yes, I 100% miss when it was first team offense and second team defense was a team. And they played second team offense with the first team defense. And they scrimmaged and played, I don't know if it was like four quarters, three quarters. I don't remember. But that's what it was for a while. And I loved that. I thought it was super cool.
Was he ever asked a question like, why are we doing it like this? Why is it different? You know, surely he's been asked a question.
I'm sure he has. Yeah.
So Chase, what's the answer?
Surely.
Don't know.
No clue.
Okay. Perfect. I don't know either.
I said this before we get into baseball, and I might be just a pessimist asshole about this. I want to ask to go on the spring game showcase and how we feel. Chase, I'm sure you watched the highlights of DJ. What's your thought on him? Because I thought he didn't look as good as I thought he'd look.
Honestly, again, it's really hard to tell with just situational drills. What I noticed more than DJ was what I've been hearing on different FSU podcasts and reading on like the highlights is dropped passes left and right. There were a couple passes where DJ threaded a needle, dude. There was one in particular that I'm thinking of in the end zone where the DB is all over him. And he puts it in the only spot his receiver can catch it, and he drops it. It's really concerning. I don't know if
you're putting it on the receivers.
I'm saying what I've been hearing all spring. This isn't just receiver. They have been talking about it all spring that FSU wide receivers have a lot of potential, a lot of speed, but there's been a ton of drop passes. And I don't know if y'all saw, but Vandravius Jacobs, FSU wide receiver, he'd be a redshirt freshman coming to this year. He just entered the portal, and some people are speculating the reason might be because FSU is going to look to go to the portal to add some depth. We're in the running for Penn State's leading wide receiver last year. He had like 67 catches for like 700 yards.
He entered the portal.
Yeah, but did you see that offense last year? Penn State's offense was awful.
Didn't our Alabama transfer guy get hurt? Did he get hurt? The wide receiver?
Malik Benson. I heard that he may have gotten hurt. I don't know. And Destin Hill got hurt a couple weeks ago and might be out. Some people have speculated because, you know, Mike Norvell doesn't talk about injuries.
Yeah.
So it could be a fucking day. It could be the rest of his life. Like, you don't fucking know. All right, but some people have speculated that Destin Hill is out for the year.
That makes sense.
And that's a huge loss. Huge loss. Yeah.
And surely we can find out. Like, come on now.
No, he doesn't say anything.
That's crazy. Chase, like, literally talking about this Penn State on my phone as you say that.
Yeah, he was their leading wide receiver last year for a really bad
Keandre Lambert-Smith.
And FSU lost a wide receiver to Penn State last year, so it'd be great to get one back.
Get one back. Mm-hmm. I dig it. Yeah, I don't know. I do agree with you, Chase. There was definitely a lot of drops, but the first like five, which you could say just rust, just being in a fucking construction zone could cause it. Who knows? But I just expected. Yeah. He did look elusive. He felt like a faster Ben Roethlisberger. Like he had speed and size and hard to tackle. So I'm optimistic about it. But that being said, I just expected better throws right off the bat.
You got 124 days.
And the thing is, if you're expecting him to be like Jordan Travis last year,
I don't think anybody is.
It's not going to happen. He's not as accurate as Jordan Travis. Chemistry. And while he can run, he is more of like it's third and three. He can pick you up those 3 yards. Jordan Travis is more like it's third and seven, and he goes off for 65. Although he didn't do that much last year by design because they were trying to keep him healthy. Fuck. But also, what you have to know about DJU is like accuracy is not his game.
What'd you call him?
DJU. That's his nickname.
Yeah, I'm not calling him by his full last name. I'm gonna butcher the shit out of
Ungole.
Ooh.
No, there's another syllable in there, bro.
Nope.
Ungole. Ungole?
Ungole.
Here we go.
Yeah, you put it in there. I heard it.
Ungole. So anyways, he's not known necessarily I shouldn't even say necessarily. He's not known for his accuracy. Which is unfortunate. What is he known for? He's known for his arm strength and hitting the big play, which a lot of people have said. That's why FSU has made a concerted effort this past year in the transfer portal to get deep threats. Malik Benson, Jalen Lucas, Jalen Brown, all three of them are known for their speed. And so they're saying FSU made a concerted effort after they got DJU to add speedy wide receivers to fit his type of game.
Okay.
So I think this year what you'll see more of is not necessarily jump balls, which Jordan Travis did a lot of. He did a lot of jump balls and quick slants, quick drags. What you'll see instead of jump balls is not a jump ball, but a deep throw to a guy who's gotten behind the coverage, deep post. He'll hit some short passes, but that's what he's got to work on.
So we just got to be patient because, look, in something like that, you got to be patient.
Yes.
There's going to be overthrows.
Yes.
There's going to be overthrows. So what's going to happen is this guy's going to go 12 of 24, you know, for fucking 300 yards, you know, or something like that. You know, but there's going to be fucking overthrows that look like, God damn, how did he miss that?
I don't even think I don't even think it's the overthrows that are going to piss specifically Jason off. What is going to piss you off, Jason, is on second and five. He's got a guy, I won't say wide open, but he's got a step. He's got a step, and he's going to miss him. It's going to happen, dude. I need you to be ready for that. And then the next play on third and five, he's going to hit a 65-yard touchdown.
Think of the opposite of Aaron Rodgers.
I know.
The opposite of Aaron Rodgers is what you're going to be getting, like, in his prime. Aaron Rodgers hitting somebody, like, in stride on second and fifth and five. And
yeah. And look, I could be way wrong.
Hit a guy fucking 20 yards down the
field. He has gotten better throughout his career at hitting those, you know, gimmies. But that's just never been his game. If that's what you're expecting, if you're expecting him to just hit guys in stride every time, it's probably not going to happen. I could be wrong. But what I do expect is this FSU running game to be more consistent. Trey Benson last year was more of a home run threat as a runner. It would be like he'd have 15 carries for 45 yards in the third quarter, and then he'd bust off an 80-yard run. And so the stat line looked great, 16 carries for 130 yards and a touchdown. But really, it was all on that one play. I don't think we have anyone that's going to hit that Trey Benson home run necessarily, but I expect a lot more 5-yard gain, 6-yard gain, 10-yard gain. I expect a lot more of that. And then if you're doing that, that play action with DJU is more likely to hit that, you know, 50-yard bomb. So I'm just trying to prep you, Jay, because I know how much you fucking hate the deep ball specifically.
Yeah, it's a live and die situation. I mean, it's great. I mean, trust me, like when you land it, it's a fucking great feeling, but missing it over it just drives me crazy.
This is not going to be a dink and dunk offense.
Well, this is until I bring up my topic. This is a Chase show. Baseball versus Wake Forest. What does that allude to?
Yeah, I'll be quick. This was not a great week for FSU baseball. They went 1-3. It sucks because against Wake, they lost two games by a combined two runs. And it's rough. They got walked off, I believe, on Saturday night. And they had the lead for most of Friday.
After a grand slam, right?
Yeah. They had the lead for most of – honestly, Friday hurts worse for me because I just felt like we had that game. Saturday night, at least, it was like a lot of back and forth. For Friday, FSU led for almost the entire game and just kind of blew it at the end. But you know, it's baseball. You're going to lose some series sometimes. It's nearly impossible to win every series. And even when you do, like Tennessee 2 years ago, where everyone's like, this is the best college baseball team of all time, and they didn't even make the College World Series. So FSU is still without two of their starting pitchers. What I will take from this series is Carson Dorsey, who has stepped in since Cam Leiter has been hurt, has really stepped it up these last two games and looked really fucking good. So if we can get Cam Leiter back, that is a great threesome. And if we can get Connor Whitaker back, that's four really good starting pitchers, which is more than most teams in college baseball has. And this is still a top 10 offense in all of college baseball. So really, it's about getting some pitchers back healthy would be great. We're still missing Ben Barrett. That's another big loss. So while this week sucked, if we can get just a little bit of injury luck for our pitchers. I thought Cam Leiter was going to be back this weekend. So,
we know. You said it last week.
So if we can get him back, that's huge. And then Ben Barrett back, big. I'm scared we're not going to get Connor Whitaker back. But
Jason, are you scared of that too?
With Dorsey stepping back. Up.
We're going to get him back.
Who?
Don't listen. Whitaker.
Ben Barrett.
Whitaker. I think Ben Barrett will be back. Whitaker, I'm scared, might be done for the year.
Fucker. Don't call me out. I'm pulling out my notes for my question, bro, that our boy Andy hooked me up because he's like, I'm tired of you guys picking on Jason. Yeah, I'm skipping over basketball roster. I don't give a fuck about basketball right now.
How
I'm
not dare
talking
you?
About that right now.
Time out. We're not FSU, talking about it. We don't have
Chris,
much.
We don't have
there
a basketball.
Is, like, there isn't basketball there. Roster still MIA-ish.
Ish?
Who gives a
Chris,
fuck?
Get out of
Chris,
here.
Chris, Chris isn't just, on the show.
We did
this
just
is
add an okay player.
For sure. Go get your voice back, bitch.
We also, added an okay player.
Basketball is undefeated, so I'm not going to have you guys talking about my team like that, okay? So
whatever.
I don't know if they're going to have enough to field a team at this point.
This is a great point, and I'm shocked that we didn't talk about it even in our podcast or our man chat or even the baseball chat. Breaking news, the two-minute warning and helmet communication is officially coming to college football in 2024. I think that's fucking actually huge.
I love the two-minute warning.
I've been
personally
a component that I feel like college and NFL should be fucking exactly the same. The rules should be the same. I think some of the rules that college have should go into the NFL and the same, and vice versa. I'm not saying that one has it better. I just think it should be about the same. The whole 1 foot versus 2 foot, like, I get it, but fuck off. Like, train them for the future. I don't give
well,
a
fuck. Well, I mean, it's kind of true. You get so used to just doing the 1 foot. Maybe it's a hard transition when you get to the NFL.
So I asked, so Andy wanted me to take ownership of this, but I'm not going to do that because that's fucked up. Andy sent this to me. So I'm going to give you what he's talked about this because I asked him, in your opinion, how do you think the helmet comms will affect college? Because I alluded to saying this should have happened earlier, and do you think Michigan State, the Michigan shit, maybe helped push this? You know what I mean? You know, the whole stealing signs and stuff, this might help. But anyway, he says, right now a lot of teams will run up to the line, see what rules, formations the defense counters with, then look to the sidelines where the coaches and backup quarterbacks have all those ridiculous signs to signal the right play. So obviously they don't have to do as much of that. And in tempo situations, the QBs aren't as advanced, because I alluded to saying, would we see more tempo style offenses? And he says the QBs aren't as advanced at the level to have full on plays they could call. They have basic route concepts that can look to or just chuck or bail. That'll help them get coached up on what it'll actually look like. And, of course, the defense gets a helmet mic too. And I was like, great. And then we started talking about the looting and why it happened so late. And I just thought maybe the Michigan.
Don't the helmet mics cut off at a certain point?
They do in the NFL as well, I believe.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was saying. And I don't know what the college rule is. That's what I was
asking.
No,
I don't know that rule. I don't know. I don't, I didn't,
look,
I didn't
with young kids
it.
Like that, the more you're able to get your fucking face in their face, the better. So, you know, I don't see it being a bad thing. It's definitely a good thing.
I think it's a great thing. The two-minute warning, though. So let's just assume the communication side is going to be better. Maybe the noise of the stadiums aren't going to be as impactful, even though you always hear this, see the QBs like holding their helmets because they can't do shit. But that being said, the two-minute warning, though, I think is huge.
I've always liked the two-minute warning.
Tell me the two-minute warning again. What's going to happen? I fucking miss.
They're going to
get a timeout.
Warning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The clock stops at 2 minutes. So essentially it's that extra timeout.
Yeah.
I love the dramatic like last drive and like. For so sure. I don't know. I like that they get that two-minute warning, so it makes a dramatic last-minute drive more likely.
And it's a beer break for us. We can go to the counter, go grab a beer, come back to the game and get ready.
Pour some shots, either celebrate or be like, well, that fucking sucked. Yeah.
What about you, Jose? You haven't said a fucking word since we started.
Who's Jose? Jose's here, guys, everybody.
You can't pour the shot before the play. Because you're kind of jinxing it. You got
no, because no, because I said the shot is for. I said the shot is for if they score or to be like, well, that fucking
sucks. See, that's what somebody who's notorious for giving kisses of death would say.
I saw that coming from a mile away.
Saw that a mile away.
What I want to add real quick is just that Mayor Adamson, my trusty friend who helps co-produce the longest running segment
it's currently reading
on
off his
the
screen
podcast.
Right
this is where we fucked up. Listen to it.
Did he tell you to say
Thursday?
That?
He shared a couple of corrections from last week's 7 minutes in heaven with me that I want to just
it's called
shout
7
out real quick.
Minutes in heaven. Can you say
thank
it?
You very much? Yes, fuck you. So okay. The first thing he mentioned was around the acronym RBIs. It's not entirely clear. In RBI, if run is singular or plural.
Oh,
for example,
yeah.
If someone only put one ball into play that resulted in one base runner scoring, you wouldn't say one run's batted in. You'd say one run batted in. However, colloquially speaking, it's usually
assumed. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Uh-huh, uh-huh,
spell it.
Uh-huh, C-O-L-L-O-Q-U-I-A-L-L-Y, all from memory. Definitely not in front of me.
C-O-L-L-I.
No, he has it in front of him, Kevin.
I know, but I need to write it down on my fucking notes. C-O-L-L-I.
Just guess.
C-O-L-L-O-Q-U-I-A-L-L-Y. A-L-L-Y. You don't know about that. It's usually assumed to be runs batted in, since it is a tabulated statistic that's almost always going to be counted more than one run. So that's that one. And then the other thing he ended was around the BMF title. And y'all were talking about UFC.
Fucking right.
The BMF title has thus far been contested for by men in the light heavyweight class,
okay,
which is where Nate Diaz and Jorge Masvidal compete for it initially at UFC 244, with it being somewhat of a promotional title in quotes.
Right. Yeah.
It's not explicitly identified as a light heavyweight class, belt, but rather because it was offered to two light heavyweights initially, it'd be tough for an athletic commission to sanction interweight class in MMA bouts. And that's what we got last week.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, with the BMF belt, that's pretty obvious.
Well, it's not obvious for me. I appreciate it, Jose. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I'm saying like it's not a specific weight class. I told you guys that last time, but it's a BMF
belt.
It could go any way. You basically just told me it could go any way.
Pretty much, it can go any way.
Giggity.
Which, we don't mind it.
We don't mind
it. Nice and verse. It's a verse title, you know?
All right, we got some fantasy time. I forgot I made this drunk after an episode. I shared it to Kev.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It's not. Did you really wake up?
Did you forget that I played it last episode too?
I wasn't here for 7 minutes. I didn't get to listen.
Yeah,
to
but if surely you listened.
No. Not 7 minutes. Not 7 minutes.
Not the pod boss. Not the pod boss. Not the listening PB. To the show.
That morning, did you wake up with some peanut butter in your fridge? Yeah. Jay?
That morning, no, that was in a fucking hotel room. And there was, I think there's some yogurt in there. I don't know.
To be honest, those little individual peanut butter packets, like
you
sprinkled
get them for free at the
place.
All you can eat breakfast. So when I go to all you can eat breakfast, I go to the breakfast, I eat it all I want, and then I throw shit in my backpack and take it up to the room so I can skip a meal and
You're
get
so
it for
fucking
free.
Cheap.
Oh, bro, so cheap, bro. So cheap.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Play it. Sweet, sweet fantasy, baby.
Who wants to go first on studs and duds fantasy baseball time?
Well, my whole fucking team's a dud, so you can start with me. Lowest scoring goddamn team in the league, piece of shit, fucking trash ass team.
First round.
We fucking made cuts this week. All right, we're done fucking around.
Did you really?
So we cut good, probably about a third of our team.
no fucking way.
I mean, you can go look at the fucking adding drops if you want, but yeah, we fucking made some cuts. So we're a little bit down right now to start off. Jason's playing Jason, so he's having a good start of the week, getting a win with his pitcher. But we're confident this week. We got two of the hottest hitting baseball players in the league joining us for this week's matchup. So we're excited about it. You know, we're not too worried. We got Taylor Ward and Jordan Westberg, who we added to our team. Also, Yonner Diaz, who we should have fucking added to the fucking lineup last week, but we were just a little bit late on the honor code. Thanks, Jose. Paul Goldschmidt getting the goddamn bench this week just because you're a fucking piece
Goldie.
Of shit. And Christian Walker is jumping in there in that first base spot, coming from Arizona. But, you know, I'm still waiting for Ronald Acuna to take off for me, and it's only a matter of time. You can't fucking keep a goddamn grizzly bear tamed wild for so long.
Tamed wild?
What's a good weekly score from, like,
a pitcher, a hitter? What are you talking about?
No, a hitter. Well, let me finish the goddamn sentence, bro. You can't just judge me for me finishing the sentence.
35, right?
35
would be a great
Would be
fucking,
really good, yeah.
That'd be really
good. Really,
I'd say
averaging 5 a game, which would
anything
be really
other than 20 is good for me.
Wow, then no, I don't know why you think I'm good, because
Okay. Well, week, you're the leading point scorer in the fucking league, so that's why I think
because of my
good
pitchers, all of my offensive.
Yeah, we're happy
batters
about it, Jason.
I have
we
one.
Feel very
I
bad
have two players that got over 18 hey, points.
I don't know why you're screaming at me. First off,
because you're sitting here telling me I have a good team, but my offense.
Well,
sucks.
You do have a good team. There's no I in pitching.
Listen, I think that there's.
He meant there's no single lie.
Yeah. I think that there's a change you can make to your team that you're missing out on right now.
Who's that, Kevin or Jason?
Kevin, because I know that you've been off to a rough start, but something happened at the beginning of this season that may have thrown your luck off, where somebody may have stolen your historical team name that you used for many years.
The Love of Losers has always been the team name.
Yeah, it's too late now, though. It's
I don't know if you realized. I don't know if you realized. Which I don't know what makes it worse. Is it bad that Jason from the beginning stole your team name that you've had for years?
Yep.
Or is it worse that he stole it and then he dropped it without telling you? Like 4 weeks
did
into
it
the
on
season.
The
too late.
So now
too little,
no
too
one
little,
has
little,
it.
Too late.
Three weeks ago, there was 1 week that I had the fucking name. One
That's 1 week and, too many, Jason.
And what'd you do that week? Absolutely dominated. So.
Slaughtered everything.
Fucking slaughtered the whole goddamn league.
Kev,
I dominated 2 weeks.
Technically, three out of the 4 weeks, I was either the lead scorer or the second lead scorer
playing
against
sucks.
The fucking lead scorer.
But your team sucks.
My offense does.
He doesn't
want to
talk
sure.
about it. He doesn't want to talk about it.
I'm literally talking about it.
No, just let him talk. Talk it out to himself.
Oh, now let him talk it out.
You could take the name back.
No, but Jason, you have a good team. So your pitching is great.
He has
a
great team, some would say.
Your pitching is great, and your batting is above average. Most people's are above average or below average, and you have great and above average. That's good.
But, I mean, I'll trade.
Nobody's going to have great and great.
I mean, I would say the person leading the league is. That's 3-1.
That's you.
No, that's not me.
Aren't you 3-1?
No.
Nope.
I'm 2-2.
Oh, shit. I thought he was 3-1.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? I think it's Tony Long that's leading the league right now.
There's three
Chase
teams.
Powell is 3-1. He's quietly not talking. That's
this motherfucking gaslighting piece of shit.
Jose
Carvajal
I don't think
is also 3-1. Quietly
I don't think
not
I've been
talking.
Gaslighting.
Wait, Jose's 3-1 too?
Correct. And Anthony Long as well. You are correct.
Okay. All right, motherfuckers. All right. First of all,
I don't
Jose,
think I've been gaslighting for the record.
I'm
okay
so
with
glad
Chase,
that I
but Jose,
literally
you
said
fucked
this
league so bad, but now you're like winning? Like,
collusion.
What are we doing?
What I'm doing is drafting Juan Soto in the first round.
Juan.
Juan.
He's okay,
Juan
I guess.
Soto. He got me 27 points last week. It's not bad.
It's pretty good.
When you're thinking about how 30-plus is, like, really good. He got pretty close. Schwarby balled out for me last week. 27 points out of him. I know.
Oh, yeah. Now that you took strikeouts off for negative points. Yeah, of course he's going to fucking ball.
Now it's going to be great. My stud, though, was I did the good old, like, hopping on Sunday and grabbing a two-start pitcher for some extra points. I'm like, sure, whatever, Cutter Crawford. I'll throw you on. 43 points. Not bad, Mr.
Not
Crawford.
Bad.
I will take those points. The dud is not because of his own doing, but unfortunately he's injured. Ozzy Albies.
Fractured toe.
Got that fractured toe. So we've made some moves as well, but as long as Juan Soto keeps doing his thing, I'm gonna be all right.
You said his name wrong.
Juan Soto.
Thank you.
Juan
Appreciate that.
Soto.
Chase, I know you've been dying to talk about your studs and duds as a 3-1 absolutely dominant team in the league. Who are your studs and duds? Chase Powell McGowell.
We'll start with the stud, which is the gambling man himself, Ohtani. He dropped a solid 31 points last week. He is the current number one ranked DH.
How's that work with pitching with him?
He's out for the year pitching. So
is that true?
He had Tommy John last year. So
who's that?
Just okay. Some guy. He's the guy who likes to wear Tommy Bahama shirts and long johns.
Wow.
So
acting.
Tom and Joan.
Tommy really
Joan.
Ruined that
fun. Tom and Joan. Yeah. Tom and Joan.
Hey, Howard. Tommy Joan.
And my dad of the week, and frankly, if I was thinking more, I probably would have benched him because he has three starts this year. All three are negative points.
My whole pitching staff.
He is currently the 188th ranked pitcher in baseball.
Why are you starting this person?
His name is Blake Snell.
He still plays baseball?
He's been very good for a very long time. And
wait. What's the percentage of the league that owns him?
86%. 86%.
Still.
Eighty-six percent is rostered.
Pitcher.
You should drop him.
Anyways, last week he had start and he had negative 5.5 points on the year. He has negative 13.5 points and an ERA of 11.57. Not great.
Do you drop Blake Snell, a two-time Cy Young award winner?
Not only did I not drop him, I started him this week.
And
because of those two Cy Young awards,
I am notoriously like the anti Kevin in the sense down. That Kevin just like replaced a third of his roster. I am notorious for hanging on to players way too long.
Also,
it either really helps me or really kills me in fantasy.
Let me just say the people that I've dropped are owned by less than 50% of the league. I just want to throw that out there.
Oh, I'm not doubting that you're. I just got an alert that Lovable Losers is interested in Blake Snell.
Oh, sorry about that.
Awesome, bro.
I told you I'm adding him to my watch list.
That's awesome, bro.
If you start to feel some kind of way about him,
we could work out a him for Ronald Acuna type deal.
Straight up, you want to do that?
I got a bunch of.
I think about
fair,
it.
Right?
I think about it.
You want a bunch
no,
of closers?
That's
I got
not
a bunch
fucking
of closers.
Fair. Get out of here.
You want some closers?
No, I hate closers.
God damn it. I have them. I'm about to drop them. I don't think anybody else wants them either.
My nickname in college was closer.
Catching balls is also interested in Blake Snell.
Jeez, everyone's fucking trapped. I'll go quick. So my stud, same thing, was Kirby. Double start. Got me 42 points.
George Kirby?
Yep. Yeah, he has a G, so I'm assuming it's
for
George.
Seattle.
Wait, you said that was your stud, right?
That was my stud, yeah.
Okay.
And my dud was Gallon. He got me negative 1.5. So fuck you, bro.
Oh, negative 1 point was your dud. Wow, must be nice, bro.
What was your dud?
All right,
negative 15?
You ready?
Yeah.
Last 7.
That's why I
asked. See.
Oh, okay. I'm glad that I asked, but you're not ready.
Mine was negative 7.5.
Negative 15, Cole Ragans.
All right, yeah.
He pitched 1.2 innings, 9 hits, 7 earned runs, 4 Ks.
I could be wrong, but I think Cole Ragans is from Tallahassee.
Cole Ragans, if you're from Tallahassee, you need to represent a little bit better for the record. I know everybody's currently looking it up, but I don't have anything else to say about this story.
No, okay. I don't give a shit about him.
Cole.
He's from Tallahassee, Florida. Went to North Florida Christian.
Place of birth, Crawfordville.
Same place as Old Town Sarah.
Okay.
Are we really going to talk about NHL before we get into NFL and the draft?
No. I mean, it's going on, and I bet on the fucking Lightning.
Can I
and they
just have one
trash.
Second? It is NHL and NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
Lot going on. You know, watch the games. There you go.
Yeah.
The Lightning loss, tough loss. Hopefully they can bounce back. They're facing Florida Panthers, really good team. They made the Stanley Cup Finals last year.
Are they favored?
Are we? No, they are the one seed. We are the four seed in our division. But it's a very evenly matched game. Like it's really hard to explain, but Florida and Tampa are very evenly matched, but I mean, they're definitely favored.
Chase, real quick.
That's a terrible explanation.
I mean, I don't know what you want me to
tell.
Give me a comparison.
Why are they so much better?
They're deeper.
Okay.
They're deeper.
That's
better.
That's better.
The Lightning
wave deeper is better. Yep.
And high schools are in the last couple years, the Lightning got hit by the cap, and they had to get rid of a lot of their depth. They kept their core intact, but in NHL, the cap is like a huge deal, whereas NFL, you can find creative ways. NBA, you can find creative
NFL,
ways.
The cap does not exist.
Basically. And in NHL, if you're really good for like a couple years, you're probably going to get fucked eventually and just have to make really tough choices. That's what's happened to the Lightning.
What's going on with the Heat? Can you talk about it or no?
They got destroyed. They got destroyed by the Celtics.
Did they get a chance to get past Boston?
I mean,
they're 14 point underdogs to going in the game.
We're missing our best player. It's tough to win in basketball when five players play and you're missing the top one.
Look, the world deals with adversity every single day. Okay.
Well, they're not going to win if the Celtics continue to shoot like 45% from three. There's no shot.
So stop being good, Celtics, and the Heat have a chance.
The Celtics have a historically good three-point shooting team. And we're without our best player. So, yeah, it's going to be really, really tough for the Heat to win this series.
So you're basically saying because you don't have your best player.
He's quitting. He's giving up.
Kicked out of the playoffs.
I mean, would the Packers have won the Super Bowl the year they did without Aaron Rodgers?
Did the Seattle Seahawks give up when they were down 13 points?
Would the Packers have won, what was that, 2010, 2011?
Would they have won after July?
The Seahawks were down 10 points with 4 minutes to go in the fucking...
Would you have won the World Series without Aaron Rodgers starting on that team? Yes, because Aaron Rodgers doesn't play baseball,
so the World Series is tough to win.
Sorry, the Super Bowl. No, it's too late.
You already said it.
I think you're right. Aaron Rodgers, we wouldn't win. But that being said,
and that's with 22 players.
Did Florida State Seminoles give up when they had a chance to win an ACC championship
with their second-string quarterback?
That team wasn't built around the quarterback game, for sure.
They did give up in the bowl game.
You can't be a Seminole fan talking about how the Seminoles should be in the fucking playoffs and then give this the opposite fucking argument with the Heat right now.
That's not true at all. The Heat didn't get removed from the playoffs just because Jimmy Butler got hurt, did they?
Right, but you're saying...
Did they?
No. Wow.
Okay, then.
Guys, let's calm down. Okay.
That's the scenario.
Cup to cup show on all the scenario would have been.
Drafted Thursday.
Chase, I've been there.
I know what it's like when.
I'm excited. Kev, you want to do another live stream of the draft?
Folks, we got taken off of Facebook, our original Facebook page last time the draft went on. Like, what was that, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Two years ago.
Yeah, we built it up, built it back up. So now we're up to like, what, 200 people in our Facebook group?
We had like 10,000 Facebook fans, and then it was nothing. And it was a soul sucker where I'm like, I don't feel like fucking with this anymore.
It was tough.
Jason almost gave up on us.
No, I didn't give up on us. I gave up on Facebook.
With his Goku hair, and he made it.
That's accurate. Yeah.
Fucking 2000.
He likes it. He likes it better than Mike.
2014 New York blowout.
I know none of y'all know Dragon Ball Z. So
I knew what that was. 100%. I played Fortnite. I know what that is.
Did they have Fortnite on?
Yeah.
That guy was an asshole.
Yeah, they would have Fortnite? Fucking. Yeah, you jump up in the area and you just fucking laser you with it, man. It was annoying. Fucking.
Annoying. So annoying.
Annoying.
Chase, you got a blog about the
Chase,
draft.
Yeah.
I do.
Dig my hair.
Do you feel confident about any of those people getting picked by the Dolphins?
Funnily enough, I think Jared Verse is the most likely.
I would love that for you.
I would fucking
I don't want him to go a piece of shit. If he goes to the Vikings, I just hate him. Yeah. I don't want to.
I hate you for that because I feel like our team will never do anything like that. It's like, oh, you're a Florida State player. The Dolphins. Really
y'all had Javon Walker for a while.
We did. Indeed.
Yeah, the Dolphins do the same thing. They draft fucking Hurricane players every year. I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, I mean.
I know.
I know.
We also had Jamal Reynolds. I noticed how you didn't point him out, but that's fine.
Okay, my bad. I mean, should I point them all out?
Yeah, like Leroy Butler.
I was about to say, like, the man who invented the Lambo leap.
Oh, my God, bro.
What?
Jose, I knew you were fucking with me. I can't tell. Honestly, I don't think Jose is fucking with me.
Chase, that was Chase. You might have passed Chris.
I love
for the
FSU,
day.
Man.
Just for the day. Jason's still number one. Chase number two. Jose number three.
The fucking
damn! Chris, you just said like the opposite list of what Jason's like a groomsman list.
Exactly.
Was.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Also, I've always been fine with that. Everybody has their own list. I know where I stand in his heart.
Fifth.
I didn't have a fucking list, guys. This just happened.
Who stood closest to you when you were getting married?
Whatever the lady, the fucking coordinator picked is what happened, guys.
Wait, Jason, you looked really beautiful from that angle. It was an angle that only I could have seen. The,
Jason's like, just
flourishing.
In this, please, in this, God.
The only thing I did choose was I was not going to give the ring to Jose.
I don't want
to
hear
not Jose, sorry, JC. I was like, because he was getting tanked. I was like, I think I love you, bro, but I really
I think
don't.
I love you.
Let me just text you to listen to this 7 minutes ahead.
That was my only thing. I was like, I was like, anybody but JC. I was like, Jose, you're responsible. You're gay. Come on.
He was not gay at the moment.
I wasn't even out then.
I thought you were going to, honestly, Jose,
he knew
really
in his heart.
Gonna
he
say,
knew
I
in his
wasn't
heart.
Even gay then, okay?
I had not even consciously made that decision for myself then. Yeah. Chosen my lifestyle.
Yeah. Was butt stuff a big thing back then, though? I mean,
hello?
Well.
Fuck out of curiosity.
And Jose, you talk about where my mind goes. That man literally.
Wrap it up.
Well, we know that with Kev.
You had to wrap it up?
I'll wrap it up for Kevin.
No, you don't
this
have to wrap it up with the butt
heaven.
Stuff. You can just stick it right in there, dude.
Wrap it up.
Okay. I see what he did there. And everything. It's kind of cool that he did that. That was kind of nice. That was a good pun. I cannot take that away from him. But I can give you guys.
Packers, go draft that Iowa cornerback, Dijon.
Yeah, let's
Dijon?
Just make our team
Dijon.
Whiter.
Dijon
Mustard. More racist.
Dijon. There's no shot. His name's Dijon.
Dijon.
Guys, Cup to Cup show. No spaces. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Start a company.
Or I guess it's X, right? TikTok. Yep. 100%. CupToCupLife.com for all your stuff, including shirts, including the podcast. If you don't have Spotify or Apple, I mean, he's deep throwing a dick right now. I can't concentrate.
Get it, bro.
Guys, buy a t-shirt, spread the word, tell a friend, say, hey, man, you ever heard of this podcast? I know there's 1,000 of them, but check it out. We have a guy that drinks a dick during the entire episode. It's a good time.
All cross-eyed, dick sucking looking ass.
Thank you for checking out 7 Minutes in Heaven. Enjoy the dick, Kev.
Oh, thank you. I think you're still talking to them. I'm curious to see what they're gonna enjoy. Yeah, thanks guys. Love you. Bye.
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 Hey, this geezer's gonna enjoy the dick.